Alrighty, whoa. Alright, well, here we go. A few weeks ago, Dad just asked me if I'd be ready to preach, and, you know, I'm just so thankful for the opportunity to be able to come up here and kind of just get it to myself tonight, even though I'm really nervous, but I'm really excited for the opportunity, just humbled and thankful to be up here, and just so humbled to be able to speak and be used by God to try to give you guys something that you can get out of the Bible. But just thank you so much, Dad, for giving me the opportunity. And here we go. If you have your Bibles, please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We're going to be in verse 51. When you're there, please stand for the reading of God's Word. We're going to be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 through 58. Here we go. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. And the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must be on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought up to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. The title for my message tonight is Never Lost. And when I say never lost, I don't mean us personally. I mean he's never lost. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for this day you've given us. Thank you for the opportunity for me to get up here and preach, Lord. I just pray, Lord, that you'll be able to use this message, Lord, to speak to some people, Lord. I just pray, Lord, that you'll calm my nerves, Lord, and that it'll be a blessing to some people, Lord. Please just help this to be a good message, Lord, and help all the honor and glory to go to you. In your name I pray. Amen. You may be seated, by the way. There are a lot of different names that we can use to describe our Lord. I want to say just a few names for Christ that I have put together. He's the architect, the bridegroom, the builder, the creator, the deliverer, the dwelling place, the father, the fortress, the friend, the healer, the help, the hope, the king, the light, the pasture, the prince, the refuge, the rock, the shade, the shelter, the shepherd, the song, the sun, the holy of holies, the king of kings, the savior, the great I am, the always is, the all-knowing, the perfect sacrifice, the good shepherd. And he's just, there's an infinite amount of names that we could use to describe our Lord. But there is a few names that we can't describe our Lord as. And one of those is failure, and another one of those is loser. Our God has never lost. But as for me, I have lost. I've lost quite a few times in my life. I've lost some football games. I've lost some basketball games. I've lost some volleyball games. I've lost a whole bunch of games. I've lost youth activity games. I've lost youth conference games, camp games. I've even lost tic-tac-toe games. But there's been so many games that I lost. And in fact, my national championship football team that won the national championship last year, we actually lost two games in that season. But what I want to say is, as many games that I lost and as many things that I've lost in my life, I've also lost in a spiritual realm too. I've lost against temptation. I've lost against sin. I've lost against the world. I've lost against the devil. But there is someone who's never lost against any of that. He's never lost about any of that junk. He's never lost to any of that, and that's God. So many times nowadays, Christians, we've forgotten that God has never lost and that he never will lose, and he's continuing to win every single day. We need to remember that as Christians again. I want to talk about how God has acquired all these names and how God has never lost and what are a few things he did. The first thing that Christ did was Christ beat his enemy. It's no question that Satan hates the Lord. We all know that Satan, years and years here, all those times ago, Lucifer, from the very beginning, he wanted to go at God. He wanted something. He wanted that command. But no, he couldn't, because no one compares to our God. No one compares to the fact that God is in control of everything, and no one can compare to him. But Satan, he hates God, and he hates Jesus. I feel like that's a fair statement to say that Satan hates our God. In fact, Satan hates our God so much, he hates all of his followers. He hates you, and he hates me. If you're a Christian and you believe, he's going to be gunning for you. And I'm going to get to that in a little bit. But the funny thing is, though, Satan has tried and tried and tried to defeat our God. He's been unsuccessful every single time. Satan wanted to destroy Jesus so bad, he urged him and pushed him to the cross, and he pushed him to this earth. He pushed him against so many different things. Here's a list of different things that Satan has thrown at Jesus that Jesus has overcome every single time, and that would, some of these things are, he's overcome temptations, declarations, situations, conversations, confrontations. He's overcome concentrations, representations, and determination. And the list just goes on and on and on, because Satan cannot defeat our Lord. He tried to defeat him on that day, 2,000 years ago, when Jesus died for you and for me. When Satan pushed him to the cross, and when Satan tried him and tried to defeat him and kill him and keep him in the grave forever and ever. But as we know, he didn't keep him forever. And as we know, what's going to keep happening? Jesus is going to keep beating Satan. As the years go on and on, the rapture is going to happen, the tribulation and all that, God will throw that devil in a lake of fire, and he'll be gone forever and ever. And we'll never have to worry about the enemy or that situation ever again. But until then, we need to be strong. I'm going to get to this in just a second. Another thing that Christ beat is Christ beat his event. Jesus not only won against the enemy, he won at this event. I want you to think about this. When a sports team comes together, they have an enemy, and they have a place that they meet at, and that place is an event. A football game, the football game is the event. That's what that is. And there's one more thing I'm going to show you in just a second, but Christ beat his event. He beat his football game, you could say. I don't feel like that's bad to say, but he beat that. And Jesus not only won against the enemy, but he won at his event. Sorry, I'm losing my notes here a little bit. I've been wondering forever why Jesus came to do this event for us. I mean, he came and he gave his life for you and for me. He came and he suffered and he got whipped and he got beat. And when he put his arms out on the cross, it was for you and for me. And they nailed his arms and they nailed his hands and they nailed his feet. And he did that for you and for me. And this event is one of the greatest events to ever happen to mankind. Because of this event, we have salvation. We have hope and we have everything we have. And we need to remember that Christ not only defeated the enemy, he defeated this event as well. Yes. Another point that Christ has defeated is Christ showed us evidence. My God is risen from the grave. If you have your Bibles, please turn to Matthew 28. I'm going to be reading you probably some of my favorite Bible verses right here. Matthew 28, verses 1 through 6. It says, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began at dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like the lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. I want to remind you that our God, he's not still in that grave. He's risen and he's living today. He's out there and he's working in lives and changing lives and saving souls. And he is not still in that grave rotting like so many other gods or leaders in this world today. The world could not defeat Jesus. The death could not defeat Jesus. The sin, the Satan, everything, nothing could defeat Jesus. And he beat everything, and he showed us the evidence by giving us salvation, by giving us life, by giving us hope of that blessed day one day when we get to meet him. So I want to see, what can we learn from this? How do we apply this to our own lives and to our own daily life? As I've already said, there is an enemy. 1 Peter 5:8. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. God never said that the Christian life was going to be easy. He never said, he says in this Bible verse that we need to be sober and we need to be vigilant. As Christians, you need to realize something, and that something is that Satan wants to destroy you. He's going to do everything in his power to make you fail and give up on Christ. That may be with some stuff, some stuff in the world, maybe alcohol, drugs, any like that. He's going to throw everything he's got at you. But as Christians, we need to realize that we can defeat Satan because someone already has. All we have to do is trust in him and ask him to help us, and we have that strength to push through. So don't get discouraged when Satan comes at you, and maybe you do fail a little bit. Don't get discouraged. Everyone fails sometimes. The best Christians fail sometimes. But as Christians, we need to remember that we can go take it to God, and we can trust him to lead us and to take us to defeat Satan. My second point is, there is an event. This right here, this is an event. This church we're at right here, that's an event. That gym over there, that's going to be an event. Your home life, that's an event. Your work life, that's an event. Your own personal life, when you're all by yourself, that's an event. As Christians, the Bible says we have to take up our cross daily, as Christ did. Everywhere we need to go, we need to be ready for everything that anything will be thrown at us. We need to be ready spiritually. We need to be ready mentally. We need to be ready physically. We need to be ready for the battle, spiritual battle and physical battle. Our new gym, there's going to be a battle that's going to be battling over there. There already has been a battle. We've had some problems already, but look at it now. It's beautiful, and we're ready to reach people with that building. All we have to do is finish that bottom part, and it's going to be extra super awesome. But we need to continue to fight for our church. We need to continue to fight for our gym. We need to continue to fight for everything we have. Continue to fight for your home, and continue to fight for everything. Put your faith and trust in God. And here's my favorite. There really is evidence. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I'm going to read verse 58 again. It says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." When we finally get tired of Satan pushing us around, and we finally get tired of failing, we look up. And we look at the one who's never failed and who's never let us down and who will never will fail, because when we look at him, it's going to be a whole lot easier to not fail and give in to all that temptation. Because Jesus has never failed, we can continue to trust in him and make sure that we're not going to get knocked down or knocked out. Sorry, I lost my notes. He will lead us and he will guide us. And we finally trust God, there will be evidence of our victory. And one of my last final thoughts I want to share with you is, as Christians, when other fellow Christians see your evidence of your miracles and your victory with the Lord, they're not going to push you down. They're going to lift you up, and they're going to be happy for you. It's not some weird thing that you have to be ashamed of if you're doing right and living for the Lord. You should be proud of it, what you're doing, what God's doing in your life, and you should cling to him and continue to grow in him. For example, when David went to that battlefield, his father had told him to go to that battlefield, and he wasn't ashamed to obey his father. He went to that battlefield, and guess what happened? He killed a giant. And all those Israelites that were criticizing him, guess what? They joined in on the fight, and they got inspired, and they got ready. Everyone around you, when you start showing evidence of your faith in Christ, and you start showing evidence of your victory, it's going to influence a whole lot of people around you. So I just want to encourage you guys to continue to fight for all this, and to continue to remember that God has never lost, and he never will win. Let's pray, and I'll be all done. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for giving me the opportunity for it to come up here. I hope, Lord, that you were able to use this message to speak to someone. Lord, thank you so much for everything you do for me. In this name I pray, amen.
Felt the warmth of the sun after another long night was done, and you open your eyes to a brand new sunrise. God's faithfulness is there again, new mercy and new compassion. When you lost all hope, he never left you alone. Felt so unworthy of all your blessings, so undeserving. You don't understand why God has been so kind. He's bottled every tear you shed, numbered every hair on your head. Hasn't he always proved he will take care of you? He's good. Where you're at. sorrow. He'll be your tomorrow. That's a fact. He's good like that. He holds the world in place. He reaches down in grace. He knows you by name. Where you're at, no matter the song.